From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There's a new documentary film about the woman who invented the family sitcom, first on radio and then on television, Gertrude Berg. Gertrude Berg was the creator, writer, and star of The Goldbergs. They were a Jewish family in a Bronx apartment, and Gertrude Berg as Molly Goldberg would converse with her neighbors up and down the air shaft, leaning out the window with her patented call.
You, Mrs. Silverton! You!
Hence the name of Aviva Kempner's documentary, Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Goldberg. Aviva Kempner, welcome to the program once again.
Yoo-hoo to you, Beth.
And tell us, who was Gertrude Berg?
Well, she was this amazing woman before Martha Stewart, before Oprah. Here was a woman with a media empire, her very popular radio show, TV show. She had a column. She had a comic strip. She had a vaudeville show. She even had a clothing line. And she produced, starred, and wrote her own radio show for 17 years and then 6 years on TV. And she won the first Emmy as an actress, and later on she won a Tony. She was a force of life genius who wrote, can you imagine, 12,000 scripts.
And not only was she popular with radio listeners and later TV viewers, she was influential. She was a figure whom FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, dealt with.
Well, FDR supposedly said, I didn't get us out of the Depression, the Goldbergs did. Because here you have a warm, lower middle class family trying to make it. The husband, Jake, is in the clothing business. The mother, Molly Goldberg, is this positive, and I have to emphasize the word, positive Jewish female mother figure, and getting people out of ruts, helping your neighbors. And you know, the most popular TV shows ever, family, but also comedies, are Seinfeld, Friends, Honeymooners, and Lucille Ball, all about walking in and out of the apartment building. And who invented it? Gertrude Berg on the Goldbergs. And she doesn't get the credit.
Now, I have to say, I remember, not the radio show, I'm too young for that, but being over 60, I can remember the television show in the early 1950s. And growing up, as I did, Jewish, in an apartment in New York, it seemed perfectly natural to me that there should be this Jewish family in an apartment in the Bronx. Did this really travel across the country? I mean, did Americans broadly identify with this Jewish immigrant family?
Well, what's amazing to me, at the time where there was the most domestic anti-Semitism in America, there was this positive, warm Jewish family, not only coming out of New York, but extremely popular, included in the show. I have an African-American journalist talking about how in New Orleans, everyone loved the Goldbergs, or a Greek woman growing up in Queens who loved the show. So that's why one of our taglines is, you don't have to be Jewish to love Molly, back then and certainly now.
What was a typical story on the Goldbergs? What happened, actually, on the Goldbergs?
Well, there's a couple episodes that are my favorite. One is the landlord wanted to raise the rent, something that we can really identify with today. And Jake Goldberg, played by the marvelous actor Philip Loeb, who sadly was blacklisted, and even though Gertrude fought for him to keep on the show, had to leave the show, stands up to the landlord with all this strong language that Gertrude writes.
Mr. Peach, are you going to raise our rent?
Mr. Goldberg.
Mr. Peach, did you inform the other tenants of your intention?
Mr. Goldberg.
Mr. Peach, did you ever stop to think that you have it within your power to become a wolf at everybody's doorstep?
Mr. Goldberg.
Let me finish, Mr. Peach. Know thyself, a lamb in wolf's clothing.
Mr. Goldberg.
But for me, the funniest episode is when Uncle David, the extended family member who lives in the house, much like back then where people had accents and were living in houses, is arguing with his cousin who is more prestigious, Uncle David's son, Sally, the doctor,
dentist,
or the dentist.
Five children to raise, two girls, three boys, an accountant, a lawyer, and a doctor.
You mean a dentist? A dentist is not a doctor. My Sally is a doctor. M.D., you move. So don't say my son the doctor. Say my son the dentist. DDS is not M.D.
So what's DDS? Doctor of Dental Surgery?
What's dental? Dental is teeth. A dentist knows from here to here. But a doctor has to know from a person's head, including everything down. I'm packing.
Your last film before this was about Hank Greenberg, the the great Jewish baseball player of the 1930s and 40s. You're developing a niche market here of Jewish cultural superstars of the 30s and 40s.
My avowed MO is to make films about underknown Jewish heroes. In Partisans of Vilna, the Jews did fight back. And Hank Greenberg, that not every Jewish male is this nebbishy character, but there was a strong, vibrant, powerful hitter at the time of the Holocaust and domestic anti-Semitism. And now I have this wonderful heroine, Gertrude Berg, with her show on radio and TV. I'm a child of Holocaust survivor, very detrimentally affected by the Holocaust. My grandparents and aunt died at Auschwitz. My mother had a pass as a non-Jew. My uncle survived Auschwitz. So I think it's sort of my life's mission to do Jewish heroes and heroine.
Did she see herself that way? I mean, did Gertrude Berg see her role in this program and the Goldbergs as some kind of mission for Jewish assimilation into America, or was that just incidental?
Well, I think two things were happening at the same time. Very early on, as Hitler rose in power, she had a very overtly Passover scene on radio. Some months after Kristallnacht, she had a stone being thrown through the window on a radio show. And while no one else was addressing the Holocaust on TV, she had an episode where she got letters from her relatives.
Excuse me, will you please? I'm just so beside myself, I can't tell you. We just received a letter from relations we didn't hear from since before the war. Oh, it was so pictures and a letter. And they're asking us to send them also pictures. Can you imagine that? We'd be all so beside ourselves. I don't know.
She was always responding to news that were happening. On the other hand, her two children were not only cast by non-Jews, but had a more assimilated, not only looks, but also character. Because actually, one of Gertrude's great gift to us is casting so many members of the Yiddish theater. And two actors that got their first roles ever were Anna Bancroft and, believe it or not, Steve McQueen on The Goldbergs.
Yes, I saw that. You say in the documentary, or somebody says, that if you were an up-and-coming actor in New York,
you
were on
The Goldbergs. The daughter who played Rosalie, Fuzzy McQuaid, says, you know, anyone who was anyone that became an actor started out on The Goldbergs.
Aviva Kempner, thank you very much for talking with us about your documentary film, You Who, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thanks, and I hope that people come to the movie. It's going to be all over America. And send comments, mollygoldbergfilm.org. I want to know what people remember, what people think of the film.
You Who, Mrs. Goldberg opens today in New York City. It opens in other cities later this month.